We've just completed item 16. Let's go back to item 15, a request to set up an interdepartmental working group to deal with problems in relation to the back lane of Sai Street number 215 to 229, and also Fa Yun Street 224 to 242. Now we've already got written replies from the relevant department. We have Mr. Choi from the FSD, and also Mr. Lau Siu Krong from the FSD, Mr. Lam Wai Wa from the DSD, and also Mr. Ng Ka Kang also from the DSD. From the FHD, we have the superintendent, Mr. Chen Hon Kwong, and then senior structural engineer and structural engineer from the buildings department, and then from the lands department, we have the chief estate officer, Mr. Look, and then acting district officer, Mr. Chu. So, Mr. Wong Kin San, do you have anything to add to what is said in your paper? Mr. Chairman, I think I want to apologize to members. In fact, I do not want to submit individual cases to the District Council for discussion, but then in this case, departments have been passing the buck to one another for years. Yes, I understand that part of the back lane is a private lane. But then we are told that departments concerned will take care of both public lanes and private lanes. But in fact, this is not the truth. We see a blockage of drains, we see illegal structures, we see shop operators storing their goods in the back lane, and we see fire escapes and building entrances obstructed by miscellaneous items. So we do not know who we can turn to for assistance. In fact, this is a very simple request. I just hope that the district office can convene an interdepartmental working meeting so that different departments can better communicate with each other. On a day when there was typhoon number 10, signal number 10 was hoisted, a resident wanted to go home at night, but the front entrance of the building was obstructed, and he tried to use the back entrance. Again, it was obstructed. So we hope that the district office can coordinate the work of different departments to deal with this case. And if the district office agrees, then there is no need for us to have a detailed discussion here. Now, the district officer is not here today, so your suggestion is that a district officer should convene an interdepartmental meeting to deal with this problem. All right, so let's now ask whether government representatives here today want to give some replies. And of course, or maybe we can have some discussion, and then you would want the district officer to convene an interdepartmental working meeting. Now, Chairman, of course, I hope that we will not need to discuss the matter in detail here. I hope that we can have the district officer convening an interdepartmental working meeting. Now we can see that this many different government departments are involved. I understand that some departments have given us some written replies, but still let's ask the departments to give the verbal replies one by one. Which department first? Lands Department. Yes, thank you, Chairman. Concerning Mr. Wong's paper about number 215-229 Sai Street, we discovered then from number 215-221 at the back lane there was some metal illegal structures. Our understanding is that that section of the back lane is privately owned. The back lane between 223 to 229 Sai Street is government owned, and we see certain items there. We believe they are stored there by shop operators nearby, but we haven't seen any illegal structures there. In fact, in recent years, the Lands Department has only received a few complaints about back lanes. They're usually about miscellaneous items being dumped or stored there, or some metal illegal structures having been erected. Now, if the district office decides to convene an interdepartmental working meeting, the Lands Department will send a representative to the meeting. Yes, Chairman, thank you. In fact, we paid a site visit, and in the back lane in question, there were we saw five structures suspected to be illegal structures. But we didn't see any obstruction to the back doors of buildings. So if the district office is willing to convene an interdepartmental working meeting, we will also take part in its work. Buildings Department. Thank you. I am So Ho Ying, Structural Engineer of the Buildings Department. We have paid a site visit, and we discovered five structures in the part of the back lane which falls under private ownership. So we sent advisory letters to the OCR of number 224 Fayun Street, and then number 215, number 221 of Sai Yi Street, because the rear parts of their shops fall under their ownership as well. So we've received responses from some of them. They say that for number 215 Sai Yi Street, in fact, the structure is on Fayun Street, not Sai Yi Street. So we need to ascertain the ownership of these various structures. FHD, Mr. Chan? Yes, Chairman. In the past 2 years, we received a total of 10 complaints in relation to this area. The complaints had to do with blocking of drains, items obstructing the back lane, and so on and so forth. In fact, we do carry out street sweeping and cleansing for this back lane. We'll continue to monitor the cleanliness of the back lane. Yes, DSD. I am from the DSD chairman. I want to say something about the role of the DSD in this case. We are responsible for making sure that drains are not blocked. When we receive complaints or requests, and when we discover that drains are blocked, we will make sure, we will carry out, do some work to make sure that they are not blocked. Thank you. Right, district office. Thank you, Chairman. We did send our colleagues to carry out an inspection. There were sanitary problems. The backlane was obstructed. There were also fire safety hazards. In fact, we're of the view that the issues involved are rather complicated, and so we plan to go on a joint site inspection together with the other departments. A number of members have raised their hands. Lau Pak Ke, Hong Chiu Wa, and Yang Chi Hei. Lau Pak Kun. Thank you. Concerning these private streets or private lanes, there are many such private streets or lanes in Yao Chin Mong. For example, Lei Tak Street in Tai Kok Choi is a private street. I am grateful to Mr. Chen from the FHD for taking care of private streets as well. But I want to say that there are a lot of problems associated with private streets. So if an interdepartmental meeting is to be convened, I think it should not only deal with this particular back lane. I hope that you will deal with all the private rear lanes in Yao Chin Mong. I understand that departments concerned feel rather helpless when they face problems in back lanes or private streets. Now, for example, if they carry out certain work, can they bill the owners afterwards? We need to send a very clear message to the residents, and that is the government also has a commitment towards private streets. Now, Mr. Wong asked whether it was a private rear lane, and what action could be taken by government departments, what the restrictions were. Yes, we understand that there are constraints, but I hope that people will not think that the government doesn't take care of private streets, and as a result, they are all very dirty. I think to members of the public, they don't know whether it's a private street or not. They just want to make sure that the street is clean. Yes, Chairman, thank you. I agree with Mr. Wong Kin Sun. I think there are problems in the district which can't be solved by one single department. Now, there are problems in public places, in back lanes, for example, obstruction of fire escape, blockage of drains, and also sanitary problems. I think various departments should meet from time to time to coordinate their efforts on these matters. So, as I said, that for illegal structures, obstruction of fire escape, blockage of drains, government departments can take action. Let me cite an extreme case for a private street. Apart from the stakeholders and those for those stakeholders and those using the street, can they just cordon off the street, close the street, and disallow others from using the street? Mr. Yang, Chairman, I think these are rather complicated cases. In fact, district councillors know very well that more than one department needs to be involved. I think several government departments have to take part in the work. And of course, one of the departments will be the leading department. I really do not want to have to complain to the ombudsman too often. The different departments have told us just now what they have done, but I want to know which department is going to coordinate all the work. Which department is the leading department in this case? Any other questions? Mr. Chow? Yes, thank you, Chairman. There are many private streets and private lanes in Yao Chim Mong. I can remember that in the 80s and the 90s, when we were still under British rule, all the private streets and the private lanes were resumed. In Tok Kwa Wan and also in Mong Kok, one private street was resumed. But then the program stopped all of a sudden. So can I ask departments to relay this request to your respective policy bureau? I think government, this new SAR government, should consider taking back all the private streets and private lanes. Thank you. Mr. James Toh. I want to follow up on the FEHD's reply. May I refer to the second point? And they say, generally speaking, for private lanes where the public have access or the public are allowed access, the FEHD will also include that lane in its sweeping and cleansing program. Now, I'm not talking about the general situation. 215 to 229 Sai Yu Street, 224 to 242 Fai Yun Street. These are private. I think this is a private lane. And you say that you'll cover that lane if the public is allowed access. But what if people just close off that lane? Then do you also carry out sweeping and cleaning service? So what do you mean by generally speaking? In an extreme case, say the owners and the owners' corporation decide to close the private lane to the public, then is it that you will not clean that back? That rear lane. So what do you do in this case? Right, if there are no further questions, I will invite the departments to give a reply. FHD?
To address Mr. James Toh's question, for private area or private lane, the government should not intervene because public money is involved in providing services to privately owned space, and this is not reasonable. But in Hong Kong, very often we find some very hard-to-define places. Well, some places we think they may be public space, for example, Lee Tech Street, but then in fact is private land. So for the FEHD, usually for such places, for such streets, we will also provide services there. But, for example, as the extreme example, the back lane fenced off in the past. And in the past, people were asked not to go in. And in that case, it's definitely the case that we do not go in to provide services there. because in providing services there, we are doing something extra. It's not our responsibility. So the responsibility actually falls on the landlord. In private street, if there are hygienic problems, we do not go in to clean the place for them. We will ask them to address those issues. Thank you. Now, departments, any departments would like to respond to questions? If not, well, especially for the place in Prince Edward as raised by Mr. Wong, I think we should follow up on the interdepartmental group. And the departments should also work with Mr. Wong to address the issues in those streets. All right. Any other members would like to state their view? If not, let's conclude this item.